Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2026 outfielder Parker King, 2024 Oklahoma commit Bo Jonas, and 2025 left-handed pitcher Cale Cole. With that being said, how are all you guys doing today? Pumped to get all of you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast.
Doing amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. So before we dig into baseball, like I said, I got one question I'd like to dig into it just to get it rolling. And that is, for those who don't know you, how would you guys introduce yourself? Let's go ahead. Let's get started with Bo, go to Parker, and then we'll end it off with Cale.
I'm Bo Jonas, class 2024. I attend Liberty North High School, and I'm committed to the University of Oklahoma.
My name is Parker King. I'm a 2026 outfielder from Valley View High School.
I'm Cale Cole. I'm a 2025 left-handed pitcher from Rock Hill High School.
Okay, awesome. So let's go ahead. Since this is the Arkansas Sticks podcast, let's dig in. Let's keep it the same lineup here for these next couple of questions. How did you guys get connected with the Arkansas Sticks, Coach Brewster? How did you guys get connected with the organization?
This fall during Jupiter, I was looking for a team to land for this summer, and I had a couple of buddies that have either talked to or played for Brewster, and we met up at Jupiter, and it kind of just felt right. So I decided to join the Sticks.
I actually have been playing with the Northeast Arkansas Sticks for a while. I started with Corey Lambert. He's one of Brewster's guys, one of his coaches, and I've just been playing with him for forever, and I just been moving on to Brewster now.
I got a text from one of my buddies, Colton Cordero. He started playing with them. He's going to play with them this summer, and so that made the connection. And then some of my high school teammates have played with them and given me good feedback. So when Coach Brewster sent me a text, I was all in, and it felt like it was right. So,
okay. So for Cale and Bo, you guys are, this will be your guys' first summer playing for the Arkansas Sticks.
Yes, sir.
All right. So for you two, Parker, we'll go ahead and just skip you for one quick question, but for you two, Bo and Cale, like, what are you guys looking forward to most of playing for the Arkansas Sticks for the first time? You know, that they've been growing quite a bit here these past couple of years. So just what are you guys looking forward to most this upcoming summer playing for them for the first time?
I would say it seems to have a really good family aspect to the team and a lot of great guys coming in and out of the program. And I think the coaching staff is one of the top in the country.
Yeah, I'd second that. I think the coaching staff, I've heard lots of good things about them. And just like the exposure, a lot of big tournaments, a lot of big names. And I think it's a good environment to play in.
Okay. All right. So you guys talk about that great coaching staff, you know, Coach Brewster, Coach Slayton. You mentioned Coach Lambert as well. I mean, there's a bunch of different coaches here on the Arkansas Sticks. What are your guys' relationships like them with them so far? I know for you, Parker, your relationship's going to be a little bit better than Bo and Kale. But what are some of the relationships you guys have made so far with the coaching staff? And then for Parker, like, how has your relationship evolved here these past couple of years?
I haven't met really the whole coaching staff, but I would say ever since I met Brewster, you know, I've had a connection with him. And I think as a whole, the whole organization is going in the right direction. So I haven't really got to play with a lot of them yet, but I would say that it's looking good for the whole season.
I've met Corey a few years ago, but I just met Brewster this past summer. So I've been getting closer to him here recently, and it's getting good. We're getting a good connection.
So it was literally a month ago, I just got the text from Coach Brewster, and he's been the only coach I've been in contact with, but he was super welcoming. He's like, how can we get you in a Sticks jersey type of thing? So definitely have a better relationship with him right now, and I'm looking forward to making new relationships with the coaching staff.
Yeah. All right. So all you guys are in different stages of your travel baseball careers. Bo, I mean, you're heading into your final summer. Parker, you still got a couple of years. So do you as well, Kale. But just looking back into these past couple of years of travel baseball, just what are some of those favorite memories that come to mind? You know, whether that's playing for the Arkansas Sticks there for you, Parker, or playing for somebody else for you, Bo and Kale. Just what are some of these favorite memories that come to mind when you think of travel baseball?
I would say definitely just the team aspect of it. Like being with the team, hotels, dinner, whatever it is, and just going on that grind during the summer of just constantly out of town and just, you know, going along with the boys, kind of just playing almost every day, kind of a month-to-month thing, June and July. But I would say that's probably my favorite thing about it.
I think one of my favorite parts about it is being able to travel and seeing, like, new places all around the United States and being able to just hang out with friends and building bonds that you wouldn't just staying in your hometown playing baseball.
Yeah, I think the brotherhood that comes out of it, you know, the hotels, the late night messing around, dinner type of thing. But the biggest thing is just the connection it gives you. You know, summer baseball, you get all these amazing coaches, these SEC schools, these Power Fives. I mean, to play in front of them and travel across the U.S. is an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and talk about high school baseball here for a second. Let's flip that order around. Let's go from Kale to Parker to Bo. So you guys are all from three different states: Bo, Missouri; Parker, I believe, Arkansas; and then Kale, Texas. So I mean, all states start at different times of the year. Actually, before Parker and Kale, you guys joined, me and Bo were talking about how Missouri and Indiana, all these Midwest states, start here in a couple of weeks, and some of you guys have already playing your guys' first games, you know, this week or next. So just at this point, where are you guys at in that, you know, spring season for high school? Dig into that a little bit and what you guys are looking forward to most for this high school season here in 2023.
So we are 10 days out from our first game. We've had a couple of scrimmages, some inter squads. We're just starting to get rolling. We have a scrimmage tomorrow night. My school just bumped up to 6A. So that's like the biggest district we can be in. So our school's growing. Definitely going to be some better competitions, some more looks, definitely playing better talent, better arms. We're going to see a lot more velo, just the rosters that we're going to play are stacked. And this preseason is going to be really heavy. We got Southlake, we got some big like state champions and stuff like that. So really pumped to see, you know, how we can do and just go out there and tear it up.
Parker?
So I'm rolling into my first high school season, and we got a target on our back for being state runners up this past year. So bumping up is going to be a real big thing for us. Everybody's out to beat us, and we're a team to beat. So it's going to be been pretty fun getting to know all the new guys, all the older guys on the team. We've been running scrimmages and inter squad and all that here lately. So I've been bonding with the older guys. So it's feeling good to get into the feel of the high school baseball.
Yeah, so our first game's in sometime in the middle of March. We haven't even had tryouts yet, but, you know, when we're working out, we just came off a state championship win. So there's definitely a target on backs from those other Missouri schools. But, I mean, I think we're looking pretty good this year. Should make another deep run to the playoffs. So,
All right, so on an internal basis, so some of you guys, a couple of you guys dig into the competition level you guys will be facing, but on an internal basis, like, what is the outlook on your guys' team? So besides yourselves, like, who are some other guys to be on the lookout for? As you know, let's say you guys would go, someone would go watch a high school baseball game. Just what does the team look like? And then for you guys personally, like, what does that look like from your side of things?
Our team is pretty deep right now. We have a freshman, Josh Fires. He's the 15th ranked freshman in Texas. We have Uriah Walters. He's a DBU commit. We have Aiden Lamar. He's a Corpus Christi A&M commit. Our pitching staff is really good right now. We got a lot of underrated guys that are going to make some big names for themselves this upcoming season. So definitely got some talent on our team, and we're just ready to showcase it and just show all the, you know, everybody we're legit. We can compete at 6A. So yeah.
We've got 2024 Lawson Ward. He's committed to Arkansas. He's a big catcher, got strong arm and everything. He's real good. And we got 2024 Slade Caldwell committed for his first ever high school game to Ole Miss. He's amazing outfielder, super fast. We've got a recent 2026 commit, Keaton Matthews. He just committed to the University of Arkansas. He's a catcher too. He's a real loaded kid, pretty big. 5'12", he's amazing. And then we've got another recent one. We got Carter Salisbury. He just committed to Henderson State. He's a big righty. He's utility player, can play wherever. He's amazing.
Yeah, we have senior pitcher Tate McGuire committed to Arkansas. He's super legit on the mound, came off a big campaign last year. Junior shortstop Trey Snyder committed to Tennessee. I've been playing with that dude my whole life. Big 5'2" guy. He's really good. Second baseman's Ty Wisdom, committed to KU. So our middle of our field's pretty well. And we're pretty deep in pitching this year. We didn't really lose much since last year. But looking to, you know, gain momentum going into the year, like last year.
Mm-hmm. So for Parker, you mentioned that you guys were state runner ups last year. Bo, you mentioned that you guys were state champions. Bo, you got to experience that. Parker, I'm sure, you know, you being an eighth grader, you followed it, but, you know, weren't actually in that dugout. From your guys' point of views, like, where did you guys see, you know, that championship runs come from? Bo, like, what were some of the competition level you guys were facing as you guys just continuously went up the ranks from, you know, maybe a regional, sectional, whatever it's called in Missouri, all the way up to that state championship?
Yeah, so in the district championship, we actually faced a kid named Carson Milbrandt, who got drafted, I think, the third round this year to the Marlins. I mean, he's topping 97, 98. He's pretty good. We walked off that game, ended up walking off the next game and the state semifinals to get into the state championship game, and blew out the state championship game. But it was all just kind of surreal, walking it off three games in a row to get the state. It was just a crazy experience for us and the fan base of our school and just everybody in between.
We made a deep playoff run we made this year. We were down coming up to the last few innings. We put a few quality at bats together and had some good base runners and came back and won it. But then come up short in the state championship game, we had a few errors, had a few things that didn't go our way. So just something to come back from.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and flip this order one more time. Let's start with Parker, go to Bo, and then to Kale. So with games right around the corner, like I said, I mean, you guys either got 10 days before your first game, or Bo, you still got a little bit. What are some of your goals as you head into the 2023 spring with your high school team, and then even looking beyond that to the summer with the Arkansas Sticks? What are some of those team goals and then personal goals as well that you guys have?
I think some of my team goals is just to help my team in places that, like, they need me most, and us just making another big playoff run this year with us bumping up to 5A. And just putting our name out there on another podium. And for personal goals, I think just getting down a better, like, bat path in my hitting and just, like, bringing my hitting all together.
Team goals, I would probably say, you know, win a lot of games. Probably make a big playoff run again this year like we did last year. Hopefully not make it as scary as last year. But I would say personally probably just be – really consistent in the box, try to help my team win any way I can, you know, behind the plate, in the box, whatever it is, and just be that leader that, as a catcher, you should probably be.
So for our team goals, we're really hungry, stepping up to 6A. I mean, we're at the biggest level we can be at. We want to go make a name for ourselves and just make a deep run. We're hungry. We want to go state. We want to win it all. Personal goals, I just want to dominate on the mound, be a leader, and just kind of take that role and, you know, help this team in any way I can on the field, on the mound, at the plate, just be that dude.
Yeah. All right. So a quick question here for Kale and for Bo. With you guys being underclassmen last year, playing at that high school level, what do you guys think is tougher when you guys are underclassmen playing at that high school level, when you're facing 17, 18 year olds heading to college that year after, you know, a couple years older than you maturity wise? Is it tougher playing that level, or is it tougher when you're facing some of the top tier talent of your age group in travel baseball?
I would say it definitely depends on who you're facing. Like, obviously, that with Carson Milbrandt, it's a hard at bat. It's hard. And you get those dudes every few in between in high school baseball. But probably summer baseball is probably a little more consistent with the level of competition. Like high school baseball, you might get a team that's really good, but then a team that's also really bad. But I would say summer, it's a little more consistent of like really good players and really good pitchers and all that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Summer baseball, I mean, every team you play is stacked. You go to Lake Point, you know, anywhere you're at, there's stacked teams. But for Texas baseball, I mean, Texas is a powerhouse for baseball. And we'll string together three games where we'll face 92 from the left side and then 96 from the right side. But definitely more consistent in summer ball. You see better, more velo, better just like actual pitching, not just kind of throwers. High school, there's a lot of throwers that don't really know what they're doing, but definitely summer.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's talk about a little bit of your guys' on-the-field play here. So when we were talking about development, so for you guys here this past year or so, what are some of the key things that you guys have seen develop most within your guys' games? And then even beyond that, what are some things that you guys are trying to develop more, you know, as we head into 2023 and then to 2024? Let's go ahead back to that order from Parker to Bo to Kale.
I think things that I really want to take into the season is just getting better reads on the ball, like in the outfield, and being able to locate balls better with wind, no wind, like whatever elements is going on, anything that's going on, I just be able to read the ball better overall.
Yeah, I would definitely say for me, it's being more consistent at the plate and just, you know, helping my team out on the play. With me being more of like a defensive first guy, catching wise, I know I can help them behind the play, but in the box, definitely just staying more consistent with whatever it is, hitting, batting average, all that stuff.
For me, my biggest thing would be on the mound, just keep gaining velo and the mental side of the game. Definitely master the mental side of the game because, you know, once you do that, you're a pretty good baseball player if you can figure that out. So definitely the mental side, just gain some velo, put on weight, get in the weight room.
Yeah. All right. So let's say you guys are scouts watching your guys' game. So whether that's, you know, on the mound for you, Kale, or when you're in the batter's box playing defense behind the dish for you, Bo. If you guys are scouts watching your game, what is the personal scouting report that you guys are writing up on yourselves?
I think a very athletic build, real like smooth swing through the zone, speed, and got the strength. Just got to know where to use it.
Yeah, I would definitely say more defensively, you know, better behind the plate than in the box, but with potential in the box, with power, strength, and all that stuff, good build. But definitely more behind the plate, receiving and arm strength and all that.
I definitely, you know, high ceiling, very athletic, controls the running game well, can locate four pitches, but definitely projectable ceiling and just an athlete.
All right, so let's talk about college baseball here for a little bit. So, Bo, you're already committed to Oklahoma. Parker and Kale, you guys are a little bit younger and are uncommitted. So let's start with you guys, Parker and Kale. Like, where are you guys looking at right now when it comes to, you know, collegiate baseball? Are you guys wanting to go to that next level after high school? Like I said, you guys are still, you know, 3 and 4 years away, so you still got a while. But what does that look like? Where's your guys' mindset at right now for that?
My mindset, I really just want a place that has a really good academic program. If you have an academic program, that's just key for me, because if I don't make it to the next level, I want to be able to have a backup plan to pursue like a dream of like engineering or anything like that. But another thing is having like a good coaching staff, a staff that's going to help me through whatever I'm struggling with at the time, and just perfect anything, any flaws or anything that I have. And the next, just a good environment, like all around, like where teammates know their role and they do their role and everybody's respectful to everybody and everybody just knows their spot.
I want to play college baseball. My dream has been to play in the big since I was little. I definitely think the SEC is home. I really like the, you know, down south, just kind of feel home. But definitely a good coaching staff, a good environment. Like Parker said, a good education, because that's big. But yeah, definitely any school that has a good coaching staff that can get me to the next level. So yeah.
All right, Bo. So a couple quick questions here for you. Let's dig into the recruiting process here a little bit. So kind of take us, you know, how it got started, maybe some key things that you were looking for. Just take us through that recruiting process here a little bit. And then even beyond that, maybe some advice you have for Parker and Kale as well, being a couple years older and already going through that recruiting process.
He's kind of started out when my freshman year, a little bit before my freshman year, I went to a national PG showcase and I did really well there, had a good summer. And then, you know, my phone started blowing up, a couple colleges called me. I would say the most important thing for me was probably the coaches, because you really want a good coaching staff or else you might be miserable at a school, even if you want to go to that school. I said the coaches are definitely a big thing and just the environment in general. But maybe a little bit of advice is I wouldn't take it too fast. You know, take it slow, look at your options, stuff like that. Make sure you really love where you're going to go and love the coaching staff and all that stuff.
So you talk about your relationships with the coaches there on the Oklahoma coaching staff. What is that relationship like? How's it evolved here, you know, since you've been committed? And, you know, how has it evolved even more since September 1st of last fall came? And, you know, you don't have that barrier as much when it comes to communication between the coaches and yourself.
Yeah, I love the coaching staff. Coach Overcash was the one that recruited me. And I think one of the biggest things with them, with me, was that I felt it wasn't like the conversation weren't so scripted. And it was more of like a real person-to-person conversation to where like it wasn't just about baseball or just about the program. It was just more like, not more life, but like they're also talking about life and school and family and stuff like that. I would definitely say after September 1st, it's definitely easier. You know, you can text them whatever you want. They can text you whenever they want. You know, it's nice to have some of those texts just from them throughout the days or whatever. And it definitely changed after that the visit I went on, my unofficial. I mean, it's just crazy being able to, you know, put the uniform on and do all that stuff, go to the football games and be on the field and kind of experience just the whole college.
Yeah. All right, so let's go back to that first lineup we went with Bo to Parker to Kale. So for Bo and Parker, let's dig into your guys' hitting approach a little bit. You know, let's say, you know, you're on the on-deck circle, walking up to the batter's box. What's going through your mind? What are you trying to do with each at-bat? And then for Kale, like, take us through your pitching repertoire, maybe some of the pitches you develop most, your best, maybe pitch that needs the most work. Just dig into this whole thing.
Yeah, I would say definitely go in there sitting fastball. Because in my opinion, it's the best way to go. If you set off speed, you won't be ready. But definitely look middle away. Try to stay to the middle right side of the field for me so I don't get blown open too much and go left side. But definitely try not to do too much. A nice little line drive. Try to hit a double and home runs and stuff. All that will come.
My approach is just staying middle away, like Bo said, and just taking everything to center the right part of the field and so I don't get beat. And another thing look for on deck is when he warming up or whatever, if he calls curve or anything, look at some things off from throwing his fastball that he does. And maybe that'll help me recognize it whenever he's actually about to throw it and just get me prepared in the box.
I'm definitely just thinking like next pitch. I look at swing tendencies, like when they're in the on deck circle. If they have a real long swing, I'm thinking how I can beat them. Like I throw my changeup, I can figure, you know, ways. I'm always just thinking of how I can beat the hitter. And I'm very competitive. So my mindset, I'm beating you either way. When you step in that box, like I'm going to beat you. I'm very competitive in that way. But my approach would be heavy fastball. I mean, just from the left side, I'm upper 80s right now. I'm topping 88, 89 from the left side. So I'm going to overpower you with my fastball. And then I'm going to give you a dirty changeup and, you know, just mix up some high levels. So.
Okay. All right. So for Bo and Kale here, you guys are, you know, are part of a battery. Kale, you're a pitcher. Bo, you're a catcher. So let's say you guys are heading to a tournament. I mean, I guess even this summer, for example, when you guys first start playing for the Arkansas Sticks, how do you guys generally go about, you know, building relationships with your battery mate when it comes to, you know, maybe catching them for the first time, pitching to a catcher for the first time? How do you guys go about building that relationship and building that trust amongst your battery mate?
I would definitely say it starts in the bullpen. You know, when you first start getting them, maybe talking about their tendencies, what pitches they like the best, how they want, like as a catcher, how they want you to set up, and definitely just trying to build that relationship before the start or they come in and stuff like that. And just making sure that you know how to talk to your pitchers, like if they're in a situation in the game and you need to calm them down, just making sure to know their like clicks in their head and know how to communicate with them is a big thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely just communication. You can just learn a lot about people from talking to them. But just playing catch, I mean, you can kind of, you know, you figure out run as a pitcher, you're going to figure out, you know, how their ball runs, if they tail, whatever they're doing. So I definitely second that, you know, long toss in the bullpen, just communicating, figuring that stuff out.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead. I got a couple more questions here, but with that final couple questions, let's go ahead. Let's end it off in the order of Kale to Parker to Bo. So toughest ABs. So for Kale, who are the couple toughest hitters that you faced so far in your career? And for Parker and for Bo, who are a couple of those toughest pitchers you guys have faced? Bo, I'm sure, you know, it might be that guy who got drafted in the third round by the Marlins, but you know, what are some of those toughest ABs you guys have experienced so far in your guys' careers?
There's the kid from my era, Carter Rutenbar. He's a lefty that can swing. He's probably 5'10". He's jacked. He's taken me deep a couple times. Definitely ran into him a couple times. And Brenner Cox, he went to my high school. He was drafted in the fourth round to the Nationals. I've definitely, you know, in inner squad and stuff. This year, Ethan Mendoza, he's from Southlake. He's an Arizona State commit. He's a hit. He has all five hit tools. I mean, he's insane. But definitely with the 6A comp this year, I'm going to run to some big names and just figure out how to work through that and, you know, be the best I can be.
I think the two hardest people I've faced this year or here recently, I've been actually on my team, and that's one is Eli Casilius. He's got a bigger build. He's sitting mid to upper 80s right now. He's got a nasty 12-6 curveball with 2,600 plus RPMs. It's insane. And then he'll come back right with you with the changeup and sweep you off your feet. And then another one is going back to Lawson Ward. He's got a big arm, and he's just up. He sits upper 80s, low 90s, and he's just got nasty curveball and changeup combo. And then if you get off track, he'll hit you with the sinker. And it's just he's got many pitches, and he knows how to execute them.
Yeah, I would say, like you said, I would say Carson Milbrandt got drafted by the Marlins. He's 97, 98, nasty slider, nasty change. It's definitely difficult. And then the other one would probably be one of my teammates, Tate McGuire. He just recently touched 96, sits low 90s, has a pretty devastating changeup. But yeah, it's pretty difficult at both of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so digging into my last baseball question, then we'll go ahead. I got four or five, you know, rapid fire questions that dig into more of the personal side of things. But my final baseball question. So, you know, all the different coaches, all the different, you know, trainers you guys have had so far in your guys' careers, who would be the two to three most influential people in your guys' baseball career so far? And what would be the reasonings for them being so influential?
Probably I'd say, I played for this team called North Texas Extreme when I was younger, probably 7 to 10. It's Coach D. He was from the inner cities, and he was fun to be around, but he definitely got me. I was definitely a hard kid to coach when I was younger. I was a little bit of a loose cannon, and he really just, you know, reined me in. He loved on me, and just, he showed me what baseball could really do for me and how it could change my life in so many different ways. So definitely him. And then one of my high school all my high school coaches right now are just amazing guys. They love me off the field. They're hard on me on the field. They want me to be the best, but they're always there to give me a hug after I do have a good outing. So definitely my high school staff now and Coach D.
A couple of mine, we got Robbie Kufia. I played for him about 2-3 years ago. I had a really bad attitude issue, and he really just helped me through that and showed me that if I can get this all in check, what I'm built to do. Another one is Hugh Walker. He actually played for the Kansas City Royals. He helped me a lot when I was younger, about 8 or 9 years old. He really just helped, he helped me get to love baseball. I really was off and on back then if I really wanted to play or not, but he really showed me that I had potential to be at the next level. And probably the last one is Corey Lambert. He's just helped me with everything. He's just helped me become a better pitcher, just a better person in general in the game that I love the best.
For me, one of them is my catching coach, CJ Medlin, down in Oklahoma. I've been going to him for a couple of years now, and he really just shaped me into the catcher I am and kind of just got me to where I am now and even helps me with outside of sports things, real life problems, stuff like that. And another one would be my head coach for high school, Ryan Siegel. You know, he's been around the game for a long time. He played in the minors. So he definitely just gave me, another perspective to go off of in baseball and, what it could really be ever since my freshman year since I've been with him.
Okay. All right. So digging into, you know, beyond the game of baseball here a little bit. So when you're not playing ball, what are some of those passions that you guys have that take your mind off the game, you know, kind of, you know,
things that are fun. What are some of those passions that you have beyond the game of baseball?
I'm a big music guy. I love listening to music. I listen to music before every start. You see me anywhere at school, I have an AirPod in. Always listen to music. Then my other thing would probably be cars. I'm a big car guy. I got a brand new Dodge Challenger sitting out at my front. My driveway right now that I drive, I love cars. I've loved cars since I was little. My grandpa got me into it. So those two are probably my outlets outside of baseball.
My two outside of baseball is I love hunting. I love just getting out to the outdoors and just love what God created. And another thing is probably just hanging out with friends. Just love to get away, to be able to hang out with friends and just have fun with them.
My big thing is definitely hanging out with friends. More specifically, I love golfing. I love kind of just going out golfing with my friends all day. It kind of just gets my mind off everything. And it's definitely just a fun thing to do.
Yeah. So, Kay, are you a country music fan or is there another genre you like listening to?
I'm old school rap. Yeah, old school rap.
So what, like Biggie and Tupac? Biggie, and
Tupac, not. Oh, yeah.
Is anybody, so, okay, so what's your favorite, I'm assuming, 90s rap? So what's your favorite 90s rap song?
Oh, put me on the spot with that. There's so many. The whole All Eyes on Me album, Tupac. That's just, I've listened to that since I was little. My mom's from California. She was playing in Compton and Watts. So she grew up with that and she passed that on to me. And so, yeah, it's definitely All Eyes on Me, something in that.
So, Parker, Bo, what's your guys' favorite music genre?
Oh, I'm a mix between like rap and country right there in the middle.
Okay.
I would definitely say country.
So Parker, Bo, I just had this conversation with Texas 12 alumni. He's like now somewhat of a decent sized country singer. I was talking to him about the best country singer right now. Big debate between him and me. But what is, in your guys' minds, what is the biggest country singer right now in the game?
I think one of my favorites, a newer guy, Zach Bryan. I love his music.
I was going to say the same thing. I love Zach Bryan.
Yeah, see, I was saying Morgan Wallen. I know, that's probably common because, he's listened to so much. But, man, Morgan Wallen, Hardy, Luke Combs. I mean, Zach Bryan's another good one. But, I'm a big Morgan Wallen guy. So digging into my final couple questions here. When it comes to, internally, what are some motivations that you guys have just deep down, help you get out of bed, help you go get better? Just what are some of those motivations that help, just continuously evolve?
So I've lived with my mom. My mom's a single mom for 14 years. And it was just me and her, and she worked her butt off for me. She was a college basketball coach. And so she was always on the road, just working her butt off for me so I could have a good life. So on those days when, I'm too tired to wake up and, I don't want to go to morning's lift or whatever, I just always think of her and her sacrifices, and I definitely play for her.
I can definitely relate to that. Me and my mom lived alone for a few years, and every morning I wake up and I just want to do it for her. Just make it to the next level so I can one day give her the things that she gave me when we were struggling or whatever was happening. But just to be able to pay my mom back one day is just a big motivation for me.
Yeah, I would say the same type of thing. Just my family, because they've shaped me into the person I am today and just pushed me all these years and just done so much for me, and I want to give back.
All right, guys, so digging into my final question here. This is the same question I asked for the JKR podcast to end it off and for the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. So, Bo, you're already committed. For Kale and for Parker, you guys are uncommitted, but, probably going to play collegiate baseball somewhere. So when you guys do get to a collegiate campus, you guys are going to get that opportunity to capitalize off your name, image, and likeness. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. Big deal now in NCAA. But what would be that dream brand that you guys would love to endorse, partner with, collaborate with? What would that dream brand be?
Ooh, I think on the clothing side of things, I'd love to be Nike. I've been a big Nike fan for forever, and I just love Nike. And then if we're talking about like bat side of things, like bats and everything, I think I'm going to have to go with DeMarini. That's definitely one of my favorite brands right now with the new One Piece Voodoo and One Piece Goods. I love it.
Yeah, for baseball stuff, I would definitely say All-Star, because I'm a big All-Star guy. I think it's the best catching stuff in the business. I love their gear. I love their gloves. I've been using them for a while. So I definitely think All-Star.
I'd probably go Lululemon. I think I just love Lulu. I'm always wearing Lulu. Chipotle. Love Chipotle. I always eat that before game day. And then Bruce Bolt would probably be my baseball side. Just help, he's a younger kid that's, hustling, making a name for himself. So those three.
See, I thought we were going to go one episode without Lululemon. I feel like every episode I get at least one person that says Lululemon. I don't know what it is. You Arkansas, Texas people just love Lululemon. I've never, like, all the Indiana, because I'm from Indiana, all the Indiana people I interview, I don't think I've gotten a single Lululemon answer. But, you know, I go ahead, interview Arkansas, Texas guys, and I feel like every other person is Lululemon. But no, guys, that's the final question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. You know, super thankful for you guys coming on the show. Like I said, I know the season's here coming up. These next couple, I know there's games right around the corner for all of you guys. So I want to wish you the best of luck, you know, this season and beyond when you guys, you know, head to the next couple of years for high school. You guys head to play collegiate baseball, play for the Arkansas Sticks this summer. Best of luck there. And like I said, guys, just thanks for coming on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.